Good. Well, good morning. I think it's still morning, right? Thank you, everybody, for being here on a cold day, but apparently not the coldest day of the year. We've got it coming worse. I am really excited to be here to see this finished project behind me. I want to start by thanking Kaba Ba for his work on this and the Madison Area Community Land Trust. And then just also want to recognize the city agencies that were involved in this project and the Community Development Division, the Economic Development Division, and the Owl Creek Neighborhood Resource Team. This new housing, these new homes that we're here to celebrate today were supported from our affordable housing fund at the city. We also sold the land for this project to the Madison Area Community Land Trust for $1 as part of our efforts collectively to fill the empty lots that were left in the Owl Creek neighborhood when the original developer didn't build on them. We celebrated the groundbreaking for this project in October of 2024. It feels like it was just yesterday. I'm sure it doesn't feel like that to you. I was really excited then to celebrate, and I'm really excited now to see the finished homes. This is a great example of the work that we're doing in Madison to provide more of what we call the missing middle housing options. So the missing middle is the smaller, maybe multi-unit, maybe duplex or triplex, maybe townhomes that are not getting built at the rate that we need them in our community. And so we're very excited that this project is complete and that there will be people living here soon. And it's really just another example of the work and the partnership that we've been able to do with the Land Trust to help provide more affordable homeownership options. And we've done a lot of really good work in Madison recently to make sure that we can produce affordable rental options. But having affordable homeownership is so important for our community. And I'm really grateful to everyone in the community that is working towards that end, but particularly to the Land Trust, because when you put homes into a land trust, they will be permanently affordable for our community. And we really need that. Yes, we need folks to be able to buy a home and to be able to create generational wealth through the appreciating value of that home. But we really need people to be able to buy that first home. And right now, the market is not producing homes that are affordable for first-time home buyers. So it's really critical that we have organizations like the Land Trust that are producing that product. So I'm really grateful and glad that we have a strong partnership. This model really does help people access homeownership. And we have a lot of people who want to be homeowners, but just feel like it is too out of reach in terms of what it would cost for a mortgage or being able to put together the down payment. And the Land Trust helps us get over those barriers and make it a possibility for people in our community. And that's really important. And I'm also just really excited to see twin homes being produced in a neighborhood like this. I think it's a great option. It allows more people to move into good neighborhoods when we can have twin and triplet homes or townhouses or any of that other missing middle product. So congratulations to everyone. I'm really proud of the work that the city has done to make it easier to build homes like this. And I'm really grateful for all the partners that are taking the work that we've done with the zoning code and with our affordable housing fund and turning it into actual homes for real people here in Madison. And now it's my pleasure to turn it over to Alder Sean O'Brien. Alder?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Sean O'Brien. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm the alder for the 16th District, which represents much of the southeast side of Madison and all of the Owl Creek neighborhood. Like the mayor said, I want to extend my gratitude to everybody who is here today joining us on, I guess, a cold, classic Wisconsin morning, but also thank you to everybody who has worked for quite a long time to make this a reality. A reality that we need more of in this city, and a reality that we are working towards making more common every single day. This is an exciting moment, not just for the city and for the neighborhood and for the families that are going to call this home, but also for me personally. During the campaign, I came here and knocked doors, and it was an empty pit. They had just broken ground. And my first week as alder, I came and did a small business tour, and there was some foundation. And now we are standing in the driveway of new homes, homes that are going to be permanently affordable. I can't underscore that enough, permanently affordable. This is an exciting project because it demonstrates what is possible through innovative partnerships that work to address our city's housing shortage head on. Partnerships and zoning reforms that work to lower barriers into home ownership, and partnerships that work to create more, again, truly affordable housing that is permanently affordable. These are partnerships and projects that I hope to see more of across the city because of the housing and the zoning reforms that we have been working on with the city council and the mayor's office. Housing reforms to make the missing middle housing that we are standing in or in front of, I guess, more common, easier to build, and easier to access. And I look forward to seeing more of these homes across the city and in every part of my neighborhoods and my district. And I look forward to welcoming more residents, more neighbors, and more families here to Madison. So it is now my pleasure to welcome Mason Cavall, who is from the Madison Area Community Land Trust.
All right, hello everybody. Thanks to the mayor, to the aldermen. For anybody who was actually involved in this project, you're probably wondering why this guy is talking. I have to admit, I had nothing to do with it. I am the new executive director of the Madison Area Community Land Trust, so I can't take any credit for what's happened here, but I'm really excited to talk about some people that did. So first of all, to our new homeowners, welcome. You know, the Madison Area Community Land Trust is a membership organization, so welcome as members. You know, you're joining a community of, you know, community land trust homeowners, and, you know, you have access to all of our ongoing support and programming through our stewardship program. So really excited to see, you know, how you build community around here, and welcome to your new home. You're now homeowners. How exciting is that? And thank you for hosting us today, by the way. I'll note, I just moved into my own new home and the mayor didn't come, so we'll have to talk about that. I should also note, we did get you a small housewarming gift. There's a plant in on the counter for you. We'll provide some care instructions. And to underscore our commitment to stewardship, I'm volunteering Deacon, our stewardship manager, to come and take care of the plant in perpetuity. I don't know if I'm allowed to volunteer that. In any case, welcome and congrats. Also, a big thanks to Kaba Ba. I've had the pleasure of getting to know you a little bit. Yeah. Thank you for building these beautiful homes. I'm so impressed by your work. I can see that you do the work with both skill and heart, and I'm excited to continue our partnership going forward. I also want to acknowledge the workers that actually build these homes. I know right now a lot of our BIPOC and immigrant community members that do a lot of this work are experiencing a tough time. It's a really stressful time to do that work. So we want to acknowledge them and thank them for all they do. Yeah. And then, of course, a huge thanks to the city. We couldn't do this without you. I can see how seriously you take the challenges of housing affordability. And with our community mandate to hold land in trust forever for permanent affordability, I see us as an essential partner and tool, and I'm excited about our continued partnership. Let's be creative, let's be bold, and let's make Madison a national leader in affordable homeownership. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Kaba. Thanks, everybody.
Good morning. First, thank you all for taking the time to come out despite the weather. It's Madison, cold time. Truly appreciate the support and effort that you've put forward to be here. This is a very exciting project for me because it really touches at the core of what's really important to me and to a lot of other people. I want to thank all the partners that have played critical role in making this possible, particularly the City of Madison, the Community Land Trust, my team, the financing institutes that trusted and took a chance on us, the home buyers that are going to be calling this home, and all of you out here. This is very, very important that we try to do this. As the mayor said, not everybody can afford to buy market rate. And the City of Madison happens to be blessed, but that bless comes with some challenges. The blessing we have is that we're growing, and we're growing healthy, and it brings a lot of excitement. A lot of cities don't have that, and we have that. But with that growth comes a lot of people being left behind that don't have a capacity or the ability to participate in the socioeconomic fabric. And without paying attention to that, we end up creating unintentional effects. And building houses like this helps to resolve that, and that's what I'm passionate about. This project, again, was made possible through partnership. Some of the partners are here. I would like to give a shout-out to the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago that came all the way from Chicago despite a very brief short notice in this cold weather, and Forward Community Investment, and so many other partners that I might have forgotten because of the cold. Me and my company are growing, and we want to be very involved in helping solve some of these problems and challenges. It's not only for the money, but it's for a mission, and it's for something that's really important to us. To the future homeowners, welcome. We are so happy and excited to have you guys here, and look forward to engaging with you. If you run into any issues or have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. We are here not just to help you get in, but to help you thrive and be successful. And Owl Creek reminds me and a lot of people of what is important. It's an investment to the community. And as you have heard from the land trust, the goal is to build home ownership, make it affordable, and make it permanent. Again, key being permanent. A lot of housing is built, but it's very difficult to make housing permanent into the future. And this particular product creates that. And we're excited about it, and we look forward to doing more of this. And thank you again. I will stop here, and so you can have more time to ask questions or interact with other people. Thank you one more time.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ariel Christian. This is my husband, Chet Wells. We live on the FAR unit, 5167. We moved in just after Christmas. Best Christmas gift ever. We love it so far. It's such a nice, quiet neighborhood. We have been renting in Madison for about 8 years. We absolutely love the area, although we never thought we'd be able to actually buy a home because we have the privilege of working jobs that we love. We are rich in other ways. I actually work at Old Brick Botanical Gardens, so I don't need your help taking care of plants. I can do that. I love my job. I connect kids with nature every day. Every day is a field trip for me, so I get to spend time out in the gardens with kids, so I'm living the dream. And very soon, Chet's going to be able to be a full-time musician. So because of those jobs, we were okay not buying a house and building equity. We were okay renting. But after learning about MACLT and the generous down payment assistance through the city, we could actually buy a house and build equity. It's incredible. So, and even with all of this, maybe the possibility of like building our little family too. Mm-hmm. So I never thought that was possible either. So I just want to thank everybody for the opportunity. MACLT has been incredible through this process. Took a little bit longer than we thought, but we're here, so worth it. And then again, the payment, down payment assistance through the city, didn't know that was possible either. So I'm super excited to spread the word to other people because this is extremely accessible. Still shocked that we wrote a check for a few thousand and now we have a house. It's incredible. Anything else?
No, you said it perfectly. Just so excited to be here and be a homeowner. The whole process has been exciting and stressful, but mostly exciting, and it's been cool to be able to do it with MACLT and specifically with Deacon, just because we went to college together. And so there were many times of out at the bars, seeing music, he'd host basement shows. So it's kind of cool to now come to this point in our 30s and Deacon's helping us get into our first house. But yeah, that's about it. You said it perfectly. And yeah, we're just so happy to be here.
Thank you all.
All right, now we get to cut a ribbon.
Make sure everybody gets that picture. Countdown.
Three. 1, 2, 3.
Woo!
Congratulations. My first one is now that this project is complete, what affordable housing project is next?
Well, we are working on a bunch of different affordable projects all across the community. So we have projects like this one where we are partnering with either the Land Trust or Habitat for Humanity to produce maybe a single unit or maybe a duplex or a triplex. We also have larger projects where we're investing our affordable housing fund into rental units to keep them affordable for folks at maybe 60 or 50% of the area median income. We're also working to reposition a lot of our public housing. So the biggest project there is the Triangle, and where we are going from between 300 and 400 public housing units to about 1,000 units and new homes for folks that without displacing a single resident and building a really sustainable community down in the Triangle. So we're very excited about all scales of affordable housing, and we're just going to keep on investing in Madison.
Yeah. And on your way to that 15,000 affordable homes by 2030, how far do you think you are in that process?
Well, so we just actually had some really good news. I'm not going to remember the exact numbers, but last year we had a really good year. We produced thousands of new homes, and we have about 5,000 more that are somewhere in the pipeline. So they might be approved but not under construction yet, or they might be under construction or close actually to having occupants. So we are well on our way. We are definitely on pace to meet our goal, but we can't let up. Right, we have to keep working to make it easier to build housing in Madison, and we have to keep investing in affordable housing. Yeah, thank you. Other questions? All right, thank you all very much for being here, and let's go see some pretty houses.